Welcome to the Rapid Learning Center's audio tutorial, Chemical Kinetics 2, Reaction Mechanisms. By listening to this tutorial, you will learn about the following. Reaction mechanisms. Chain reactions. The mechanisms of explosions. Photochemical reactions. Polymerization. And catalysis. The reaction mechanisms concept map. Physical chemistry includes rules of changes. Kinetics include reaction mechanisms. And in this tutorial, we'll cover catalysis, polymerization, the mechanisms of photochemical reactions, the mechanisms involved in an explosion, as well as chain reactions. Let's begin by defining reaction mechanisms. An elementary step. This is a chemical equation that shows which molecules collide with other molecules. A reaction mechanism is a set of elementary steps that add up to the overall reaction. Elementary steps show which molecules collide with which molecules. An intermediate. An intermediate is a species that's in the mechanism but does not appear in the overall equation. For example, it can appear in step 1, be used up and disappear in step 2, and therefore, as an intermediate, not show up in the overall reaction. The rate determining step. The rate determining step is the slowest elementary step in the mechanism. It's the bottleneck. It slows things down and determines the rate. How does the rate determining step dictate the rate of the reaction? Assume for this there's two steps to the reaction. Step number 1 is the slowest step. As quickly as the first reaction happens, the second reaction, step 2, takes place. The overall reaction is waiting for the first step to be completed. Then the overall reaction can be completed. The rate of the overall reaction is affected the greatest by the rate of the first step. Review question. This question is based on what you've learned so far in this tutorial. What is a reaction mechanism in terms of elementary steps? Answer: a chemical reaction typically occurs in a sequence of elementary steps, each of these steps involving a number of molecules coming together to react. A reaction mechanism is a series of elementary steps that add up to the overall equation. Chain reactions. Chain reactions occur when the product of one step triggers the next step. Chain carriers are when active and unstable products, intermediates, cause another reaction. They are called chain carriers. A radical chain reaction. This involves chain carriers that are radicals. Nuclear fission. This involves chain carriers that are neutrons. The following is a description of the steps of chain reactions. First, the initiation step. Chain carriers are initially formed. The propagation step. Chain carriers attack other reactant molecules and yield new carriers. The termination step. Carriers combine to form stable species. And the inhibition step. Carriers are removed by reaction with the walls or foreign molecules other than the termination step. Here's some examples of initiation steps. Photolysis. This is a dissociation reaction and molecules are stimulated by photons of electromagnetic energy. Thermolysis. This is also a dissociation reaction. Molecules are stimulated by absorbing kinetic energy through collisions. Pyrolysis. This is thermolysis in the absence of air. The rate laws of chain reactions. A chain reaction may have a simple rate law. For example, the pyrolysis of acetaldehyde has been found to be 3/2 order in CH3CHO. dCH4DT is equal to K times the concentration of CH3CHO raised to the power 3 over 2. However, although the overall rate of a reaction can be simple, its reaction mechanism could be complicated. The elementary steps of a complex reaction can be studied to determine the reaction rate. Using the elementary reactions and a steady state assumption. Review question. What are the steps in a chain reaction? Answer. There are three steps in a chain reaction. Initiation step, the first one. This is when chain carriers are produced. The second is the propagation step. A chain carrier reacts to produce another carrier, which can then be repeated. And the third step is the termination step. A chain reaction ends. Now let's move on to discuss the mechanisms of explosion. Thermal explosions. The fast increase of reaction rates with increasing temperature. When a chain branching step creates more than one chain carrier, the number of chain centers grows exponentially. The rate of the reaction may cascade into an explosion. Chain branching explosion. An example would be the reaction between oxygen and hydrogen, which can lead to chain branching explosions. Photochemical reactions. A photochemical reaction is a reaction initiated by the absorption of light. Most important photochemical reactions occur in the atmosphere, absorbing ultraviolet light, and lead to temperature increase. In the first step, usually the reactants are transformed to an excited state due to the absorption of electromagnetic energy. The species in the excited state can take several possible pathways. Decomposition. This involves bond breaking. Radical reaction. If the excited species is free radical, it may attack another species. And deactivation. This is collisions with other species which may quench the reaction. The energy of photons. The energy of each photon is determined by the frequency. Using the equation, energy equals HV. H is Planck's constant and V is the frequency in hertz or seconds minus one. The number of photons. The number of photons can be calculated using the equation energy divided by HV. The output of energy is usually presented as watts, joule per second. Here's an example. What is the number of photons emitted by a 100 watt lamp in 1 second? The frequency of this light is 5 times 10 to the 14 seconds minus 1. Using the equation N equals energy divided by HV and inserting the values given in the problem for the power as well as Planck's constant, the answer is 3.0 times 10 to the 20 photons. Quantum yield. Quantum yield is the number of product molecules generated per photon absorbed. It can be calculated with the equation quantum yield equals the number of product molecules generated divided by the number of photons absorbed. Let's discuss an example problem. A sample of 4-heptanone was exposed to 313 nanometer light. The power output of the light is 100 watts, and the absorption rate is 100%. If 3 moles of C2H4 was formed after 100 seconds, what is the quantum yield? Let's begin by solving for the frequency. Frequency equals C divided by lambda, or wavelength. This calculation is 9.58 times 10 to the 14 seconds minus 1. Now we can calculate the number of photons. Energy divided by HV. This comes out to 1.57 times 10 to the 22nd photons. now solve for quantum yield, the number of product molecules generated divided by the number of photons absorbed. This answer is 0.12 for this sample problem. Photochemical rate laws. The rate of the first step of a chemical reaction usually depends on the intensity of the radiation. For example, H2 plus Br be converted to 2HBr. The first step, Br2 to 2Br, the rate is equal to I sub ABS. I sub ABS is the intensity of radiation absorbed. That's the rate at which photons of a specific frequency are absorbed divided by the volume in which the absorption takes place. Photosensitization. This is when a molecule obtains kinetic energy from another molecule which is stimulated by photons. In photosensitization, the reactant is not directly stimulated by the absorption of photons. Quenching. In quenching, the molecules stimulated by absorption of photons lose some energy by collisions with other molecules. The quenching effects are observed in fluorescence. Let's assume S is a species that can absorb photons to enter excited states. S can release fluorescence later on. Q is added to slow down the fluorescence process. Q is called a quencher. In the last step, the potential energy of the excited S species is transferred to kinetic energy in Q during a collision. Here's another review question. What is photosensitization? Answer, although a molecule in a reaction might not absorb energy directly, it can occur through interaction with another absorbing molecule. A molecule can obtain kinetic energy from another molecule which has been stimulated by photons. Now move on to discuss polymerization kinetics. Polymerization is the process of monomer molecules forming polymer chains in a chemical reaction. There are two major types, chain polymerization and step polymerization. In chain polymerization, an activated monomer, usually a free radical, attacks another monomer, links to it, and then the unit attacks another monomer, and so on. Growth of the polymer occurs usually by the addition of monomers to the active chain end. In chain polymerization, the monomer is used up slowly through the reaction by linking to growing chains. The chain growth is usually very rapid. Step polymerization. Any two monomers present in the reaction mixture can link together at any time, commonly by a condensation reaction in which small molecules such as H2O is eliminated in each step. In step polymerization, the monomer is used up early in the reaction. The average molar mass of the products will usually increase by allowing long reaction time. Question: what's the difference between stepwise polymerization and chain polymerization? Answer: in stepwise polymerization, any two monomers can link together at any time, and the produced polymer is not confined to the chains that are already formed. In chain polymerization, there's been a radical monomer which attacks another monomer and links to it to form a unit. This unit can attack another monomer, and so on. Now move on to discuss catalysis. Catalysis is the acceleration of chemical reactions due to the presence of a catalyst. A catalyst is a substance that increases the rate of a chemical reaction, but itself is not consumed by the overall reaction. Consider the following. A plus C is converted to AC. B plus AC is converted to BAC, which is then converted to DC. DC is converted to D plus C. The overall reaction in this example is A plus B is converted to D. In this example, C is the catalyst. It's present in the beginning and in the end. The concentration of a catalyst usually appears in the rate law. Rate equals K1 times the concentration of A times the concentration of C. How do catalysts help? Catalysts accelerate reactions by lowering the activation energy. They provide an alternative path. A homogeneous catalyst. This is a catalyst in the same phase as the reaction mixture. A heterogeneous catalyst. This is a catalyst in a different phase as the reaction mixture. Autocatalysis. This is when the reaction product itself is the catalyst for that reaction. For example, A converted to B. This is a slow step. A plus B being converted to 2B. B in this case is acting as a catalyst as well as being a product. This speeds up the reaction. The reaction will be slow at the beginning when there's little B present. Then it goes fast when A and B are both present, and finally it's slow again when most A is consumed. Oscillating reactions. In an oscillating reaction, some species are created and then consumed, and this is usually a consequence of autocatalysis. The concentrations of some species increase but then decrease between two limits. Properties like color, absorption, or average potential can change during the experiment. Due to its periodical effect, some of the oscillating reactions are used as chemical clocks. Enzymes. Enzymes are proteins that act as catalysts in biochemical reactions. The molecules are converted by enzymes to different molecules, and they're called substrates. The Michaelis-Menten mechanism. This is the mechanism of enzyme reaction in which an intermediate of substrate enzyme is formed. The rate of product P formation depends on the concentration of the intermediate enzyme substrate. The Michaelis constant is a ratio that involves three rate constants. The rate constant of product formation in a Michaelis-Menten reaction can be approximated by the product of rate constant and the initial concentration of enzyme. For example, if the initial concentration of enzyme is the total concentration of enzyme before the reaction, then enzyme plus enzyme substrate is equal to the initial concentration of enzyme. Here's another review question. What causes an oscillating reaction? Answer: autocatalysis is the catalysis by its own products. One consequence of autocatalysis is the possibility that the concentration of reactants and products will vary periodically. This is the main cause of an oscillating reaction. Chemical oscillation is the analog of electrical oscillation, a model of a reaction with oscillating behavior. Summary. The following is a summary of what you've learned in this tutorial. Photochemical reactions are initiated by the absorption of photons. Reaction mechanism is a set of elementary reactions that add up to the overall reaction. There are two major types of polymerization, chain and step. A chain reaction is a sequence of reactions that continue to produce active, reacting intermediates. An explosion is due to the fast increase of reaction rates with increasing temperature. Congratulations on completing the Chemical Kinetics 2 Reaction Mechanisms audio tutorial. For more audio and visual tutorials in chemistry, biology, physics, and math, go to www.rapidlearningcenter.com. Thank you.